1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Bob and Brian, time for the news. Carrie.
One person has died and 86 have been put into the hospital in the latest outbreak of salmonella connected to pet poultry.
Other diseases working.
We do.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
Have that brain-eating amoeba in Florida.
I just caught a cold.
Well, yeah. Plus we have the poison hand sanitizer.
Don't drink that. You'll go blind.
No. It's just using it. It was poison. It was from Mexico.
There was like 10 of them, though.
Yeah.
5 or 10.
Yeah. Where do I find that list again? I had just bought a new bottle of hand sanitizer when you read that story.
Maybe the FDA, maybe the CDC, I cannot remember what they said because they were basically all Latin names. You know, they were made by Tropi Medicos and, you know, Cosmetalicus or, I don't think you have that, but you may.
What name can I trust in hand sanitizer?
Purell. There's one.
Yeah. Okay, that's the one.
Well, I don't know.
I'm wondering.
What do we got over there?
What if Bayer has a hand sanitizer?
We got Purell. I think they're the market leader in hand sanitizer. I think they were before COVID, and now I think that every distillery in town's making their own, too. So
All Clean and a lot number. Esk Biochem. Clean Care No Germ Advanced Hand.
I like that. Advanced Hand.
Those don't sound so Latin to me.
No, I didn't read that yesterday.
Gel hand sanitizer. The good gel antibacterial gel hand sanitizer.
These are all with certain
lot numbers on them.
Oh.
Clean Care No Germ. Clean Care No Germ, yeah.
CDC says 368 people have reported getting sick since May 20th, bringing this year's total to 465 poultry-related salmonella cases. The thing about backyard flocks, they become increasingly popular. People want to raise birds because they have an interest in knowing where their food comes from, but it's more than fresh eggs. Some people like to carry them around or let them walk in their house. Tori Spelling had those little chickens up on the counter with the fuzzy legs.
Yep. Those are like special breed chickens, though, right?
Yeah,
but all chickens
poultry. You said chicken, right?
Right, but you said little chickens. But these are like big,
hairy
chickens. All chickens and poultry carry salmonella in their digestive tract.
Oh,
so her fuzz bag one or her... you know, farm fresh one is the same thing.
The only kind of chicken,
not like raising a dog.
The only kind
of
chicken that should be on your counter should be ready to go in the oven.
Right, it should be wrapped in some foil and then like seasoned. The harmful bacteria gets into their droppings and onto their eggs and feathers. It doesn't bother the chicken, but it can give people stomach cramps, diarrhea, and other sometimes more serious symptoms. The CDC says it's best that children don't touch live poultry since kids are more likely to get a severe infection. They also suggest people who keep backyard flocks wear a separate pair of shoes to care for the birds before you take them off and go back into the house. But what if you have your chickens cruise your yard people like to do?
Chicken shoes on.
Well, people like to have them go all around their yards because they eat bugs and keep mosquitoes
the
away.
The upside to having them is they eat mosquitoes, they eat ticks, they eat fleas. You know,
people I knew northwest of here had their chickens all over their yard, and it was like their driveway, their yard, their front porch. In the summertime, they were everywhere.
You know what?
So we were walking in their chicken poo all the time.
I'm not going to worry about chickens in my yard.
Because you don't have any chickens.
Well, I just, they're outside. When they're standing on my counter, now I've got a problem.
Good hand washing, obviously, is key, like it is for everything else.
Boy, when is bad hand washing ever been a solution for anything? Never. We don't need
maybe
to
say. Maybe an idiocracy.
We
they
don't
bring
need
it up.
To say good hand washing. We'll just assume that any hand washing. We want you to do well.
The CDC says, please don't kiss or snuggle backyard poultry. They should not be in the house. They should be outside only animals.
There was once a time when they thought chicken droppings were a cure for baldness.
Oh, man. And how many of those guys died?
How many of them grew hair?
I don't know.
And when they buried him, he had a full head of hair.
I remember seeing this in the news once as a kid, and I looked up the story, and it was like something they thought in the 17th century and resurrected back, I don't know, 40, 50 years ago.
Sure, yeah, let's go.
Here's the story, 101 ways to cook an egg.
101?
101 ways. I'm not clicking on it, it's clickbait.
We'll start with number one. Is it scrambled? Do we all know what it is?
I'm not going to open it.
You can't get to 10 and just see where they go?
It's 101.
I can think about like
you know how long
ways.
It's going to take me to click through? Plus, my computer is really slow.
All right, I'll give you this story then. Bad behavior is the gasoline that runs reality TV. Right now, networks are supposedly giving their reality stars bonuses for good behavior. What do you think good behavior entails?
Reality stars? Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Let's use Mama June Shannon as the
benchmark.
Right. Behave better than that. So don't, you know, get hooked on meth. Don't cook meth. Don't pile your van into your home.
I think all of those would be on the list, like the egg list. But here they're talking about not using racial slurs on social media and getting into fights with other castmates.
Well,
and they're going to pay you extra to not
do that.
Act stupidly. Okay. When really their whole bread and butter is you acting stupidly.
Right. Yeah. What's the point of reality TV if you amend reality?
Bravo's Vanderpump Rules recently had to ditch four cast members over their racial posts and idiotic behavior. And before that would just be lauded.
Well, so you don't want reality TV. Show them for what they are.
Well, right.
Pesto asparagus egg skillet.
Oh, well, these are all recipes.
101.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
what I said.
Boil, fry.
That's what I was waiting
for. What else we got beyond that?
Bake.
Roast.
Swing from a tree and let the air warm it up or something.
Right.